Hello, it's On This Day. It's John Gibbons with Neil Atkinson and Ben Johnson to talk about, well, this day in Liverpool's history and this day in Liverpool's present. There's absolutely loads to get through. It's one of those days where there's so much in terms of what Liverpool have done, so many games from the past. There's ones I had to leave out. There's a 4-3 FA Cup semi-final against Crystal Palace. Doesn't even get a look in, Neil. Doesn't, forget about it. Get it out of your mind. Doesn't even get a look in. Bobby Firmino belted a few years at Stoke. You can watch it on Twitter, lads, because you're not getting it here. instead, you're getting two Liverpool wins and a defeat, an FA Cup, two FA Cup games, should I say, and a Champions League final. No, sorry, one FA Cup game, two Champions League games, and loads more besides. But in the meantime, I just want to do a bit of newsy stuff, because I know there's not a Talking Reds or anything today, so it's our sort of only opportunity, really, to talk about bit more of the fallout, if that's the right word, of all this stuff around furloughing. And I know, Ben, you haven't been on anything since A, they announced it, and then B, they announced that they retracted it. So what have you made of the whole thing?
I mean, ultimately, I thought it was... I just don't understand how the club can get themselves in such a pickle for a kickoff. It was obvious from the second they announced it, it was like, okay, let's count the days. Oh, we had 3 days in the sweep for when they were going to fucking reverse the decision, because it was obvious. They may as well have just gone, lads, sods, but didn't mean to send that email. You know, I sent it to the wrong person. This was just, you know, this should have been an internal thing. I have some sympathy for the club, because ultimately you look at it and it seems a completely logical step that they've took. You know, remove emotion. Logically, you think, well, yeah, we're struggling. Yeah, okay, our last set of accounts looked good. We had a £50 million profit, but that was based on all of this money coming in and this set amount of money going out. Now, what we know is a lot of that money isn't coming in anymore, and most of that money's still going out. So you can understand, it's a logical decision. And I think it's been a little bit too black and white. Like, people are like, Liverpool, oh, they've acted disgracefully, you know, this, that, the other. I can understand the rationale behind a decision, and I think the difficulty for me in this wider context is people are saying, oh, well, Liverpool, it's an outrage that Liverpool have done, it's an outrage that Tottenham have done it, but there was a load of other Premier League clubs who were ready to push the button, and there's half the Championship done it, and I don't know, I'm wondering at what point, how long does this thing go on for? Because if footy doesn't come back within 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, Liverpool's finances go from being very, very healthy to fucking hell, we're in a shit here, boys, because we've still got a lot of wages going out the window. And I wonder whether they'll revisit it again in the future, because they might not have a choice. So I think, yeah, I can understand all aspects of what's going on. I can understand the fans and people being outraged to a point. I wasn't, but that's just me. I could sort of half understand the rationale behind it. But they just get themselves in a mess, don't they? You just think, I'll just do this. I've just got yourselves in this position. And ultimately it's dead boring, innit? Do you know what I mean? It was obviously gonna end the way it did. It's like watching Six, you know what's going on.
You say it's dead boring, mate. We got 3 shows out of it on Monday, so you can fuck off.
Yeah, I couldn't comment on that.
We can't just fucking text people to talk about the, you know, the marital problems. Do you know what I mean? I can't just be the business. Lads who can't get the bear pregnant and you telling them what to do.
Yeah, I know. That was weird, wasn't it?